everyone, it's Brian Hartran speaking. In a past technology chat, I talked about using the feature within our Leesy product, which is called Leesy Search, in conjunction with the RNIB Overdrive library. As a very avid book reader and being visually impaired, I know that often I have to check several book catalogues to find whether the title I want to read is available in an accessible format. Well, Leesy Search is what I use. It lets me do that very quickly. It's a little like the JAWS Research It feature, but for books. As well as searching RNIB Overdrive, which is very easy to do, you can search on Bookshare, Audible, the CNIB library in Canada, and also the iAccess library in Australia. As of the next Leesy update coming soon, you'll be able to search within the National Library Service Bard catalogue in America as well. And that's what this short podcast is all about. We're very proud of what we've got here, and I'd like to show it to you now. NLS, as many of you will know, has over 25,000 books to its credit, and a range of magazines as well, so searching for what you want has to be very easy to do. Leesy Search makes this possible, as you can search for books from within any application that you may be focused within at the time. When you enter the NLS library using Leesy Search, you can choose from any one of six categories. Let's head into there now. I'm going to press a keystroke which brings up Leesy Search automatically.
Leesy. Leesy Search Dialog. List 1. List View. Search the RNIB Catalog. 1 of 6.
I could press the down arrow key to move through all the catalogs that we have, but I'm just going to jump to the bottom of the list here.
Search the NLS Library Catalog.
That's what I want. I'm going to press Enter.
Search NLS Dialog. List 1. List View. Search by Author. 1 of 6.
So we've got Search by Author, which we're going to do in a moment, and that does exactly what it says. You can search for any author in the library that you would like.
Search by Exact Match of Title.
Search by Exact Match of Title. Again, we're going to do this shortly, and you can type in a book that you want to search for, and it will tell you whether it's in the library.
Search by start of title.
Search by start of title. This is a good one. So if you want to find all books beginning with the letter B or the letters CL, for example, then this is the option that you want.
Search by keyword.
Search by keyword. Again, you can type in keywords here. So if you wanted something on American history or you wanted to find whether any books about the Beatles exist in the catalogue, you can type the keywords in here.
Most popular.
The next two require no intervention by you at all. Most popular and
most recent.
Most recent. Pressing enter on any of these items will retrieve the most popular or the most recent books. Most recent is a good one, obviously, because you can see the latest additions to the catalogue right away, either books or magazines. So let's get right into it then. We'll go back to the top of the list.
Search by author.
Where we have search by author. And to begin with, I'm going to search for an author where there are not too many books available in the catalogue. Leesy will grab the first 50 books using the search criteria that you've entered. So I'm going to press Enter.
Search NLS by author dialog. Please type the book author you would like to search for in the format last name, comma, first name, then press Enter, edit.
So I'm going to type here Archer, comma, Jeffrey, and press Enter.
Please wait. Ready. Results viewer dialog. Leesy from Archer Consultancy, NLS search.
I'm now in the JAWS results viewer. This is a bit like browsing a web page, but the great thing about the results viewer is that we can customize it and include only the content that we want. So I'm at the top of the results viewer now. I'm going to press down arrow so that you can hear the kind of information that we have here.
Showing results 1 to 21 of 21.
Okay, so we've only got one page, 21 results.
Blank. Visited heading level 2 link A matter of honor.
Every book starts with a heading and also a hyperlink. The purpose of the link is so that you can download the book, and I'm going to talk about that shortly. When I continue to press down arrow, you're going to hear a lot of information about the book. but the purpose of the heading is so that you can skip from one book to the next by pressing the letter H. There are other navigational techniques which I'll talk about later, but that's a very good way of bypassing all the narrative text describing each book. So I'm going to press down arrow and let you hear some of that narrative text now so that you can understand the kind of information that you're going to get here.
Author Archer Jeffrey. Adam Scott has left a most unorthodox bequest in his father's will, which takes him on the terrifying chase across Europe pursuing a priceless icon and being pursued by Soviet, American, and British intelligence forces. Scott and Alex Romanov, his KGB adversary, believe they are risking their lives to obtain the icon, but a much larger legacy is at stake. Bestseller, 1986. Category, Spy Stories Bestsellers. Duration, 10 hours, 49 minutes. Reader, James DeLottle. Added, 01/20/2012. Catalog number, DB23907.
So what we've tried to do is to include just the information that we think most people will want to know about. So we've got the category, we've got the catalog number, particularly important is the narrator, and also, of course, the running time as well. We then have a blank line to separate one book from the next, and if we arrow down again,
visited heading level 2, link A, prison diary.
So we've got a prison diary, which is the next item. And of course, all books are arranged in alphabetical order. What about those other navigation techniques that I mentioned? Well, as I said, you can press H to move by heading.
A prisoner of birth heading level 2 link. A quiver full of arrows heading level 2 link. A twist in the tail heading level 2 link.
Or shift H.
A quiver full of arrows heading level 2 link.
To go back. You can tab through the links if that's what you'd like to do.
A twist in the tail heading level 2 link. As the crow flies heading level 2 link. Be careful what you wish for. The Clifton Chronicles heading level 2 link.
And of course, when you get to one that you want to find out more about, you can just press the down arrow key. You can also bring up a list of links with insert F7.
Links list view. Be careful what you wish for. The Clifton Chronicles 7 of 21.
And you can arrow down because each link is the book title.
Best kept secret. The Clifton Chronicles. Cat of Nine Tales and Other Stories.
Now, if I were to activate one of these links, which I can do by pressing Enter.
Please log in. Email address edit.
You're going to be asked for your NLS credentials. So that is your email address and your password. Once you have entered that information, then of course you can go ahead and download the book and transfer it to your portable device in the way that you would ordinarily listen to an NLS book. Now, once we've downloaded the book, of course, we can Alt F4 out of the page that we're in.
Results viewer.
And we're immediately back where we left off.
Visited heading level 2 link Cat of Nine Tales and Other Stories.
This is important because depending upon the search that you've carried out, you can get multiple pages. And you might want to download a few books matching the search criteria that you've entered. So it's very important that the focus stays where you expect it to be so that you can continue your browsing through the different search results and download further books. It's a very, very handy feature. Okay, so let's back out of here now. We don't want to view any more books by Jeffrey Archer. We'll do a couple of other searches. So I'm just going to press Escape. Go back into Lisi Search.
Lisi Search. Search the NLS library. Search NLS dialog. List 1. List view. Search by author. 1 of 6.
And this time I'm going to search for a title.
Search by exact match of title.
Press Enter.
Search NLS by exact match of book title dialog. Please type the book title you would like to search for. Then press Enter. Edit.
And this time I'm going to type The Green Mile. And press Enter.
Please wait. Ready. Results viewer dialog. Lisi from Archon Consultancy. NLS search. Showing results 1 to 1 of 1.
And of course we only have one result.
Blank. Heading level 2 link The Green Mile. A novel in 6 parts. Author King Stephen. Death Row supervisor Paul Edgecombe thinks back to 1932 when John Coffey is brought to the penitentiary and placed on the Green Mile. Coffey is accused.
Okay, and we've got the description there, and if we arrow down.
Of cat duration, 13 hours, 47 minutes. Reader, Ray Fauci. Added 11/26/2010.
If we arrow down a little further,
catalog number blank. Press Escape to close results viewer.
We've got a statement there to press Escape to close the results viewer. So that works absolutely fine. What if we want to search by most recent, though? It may be that that's going to produce multiple pages, and that's important because we want to see how we can view those multiple pages. So let's just go back in again.
Leesy, search the NLS library. Search NLS most recent.
Here we go. Most recent is at the bottom of the list.
Please wait. Ready. Results viewer dialog. Leesy from ArcGen Consultancy. NLS search. Result plus N for the next results.
And immediately below the top line, you have a statement that says, press Alt N for the next results. Let's just arrow down.
Showing results 1 to 50 of 197.
Okay.
Blank. Heading level 2 link. Don't you know there's a war on? Author Avi. During World War II, 5th grader Owie lives in Brooklyn, New York, while his father is fighting overseas. Owie and his friend Denny fall in love with.
So we can, of course, read all of those results, and you can get a real mix in this category. And it's really good because you can find out what has been added recently. But of course, once you've reached the end of the list, we can press Alt N.
Please wait. Ready.
And now what do we have?
Press Alt plus P for the previous results. Press Alt plus N for the next results.
So it knows there are more results, and of course there are, because it came back with 197 results. So we're on now results 51 to 100.
Showing results 51 to 100 of 197.
That's quite right.
Blank. Heading level 2 link. Don't cry for yesterday.
So we can press Alt-P if we want to go to the previous results or Alt-N to go forward. So I'm going to press Alt-P just to prove to you it works.
Please wait. Ready. Press Alt plus N for the next results.
And this time, of course, it doesn't say press Alt-P for the previous results because we're back at the beginning.
Showing results 1 to 50 of 197.
And I think that's all I can show you in this short podcast. It's very straightforward, very easy to use. And if you love reading books and you really enjoy browsing this catalogue to find out what's new or which books are in the library by your favourite author, then this is the ideal tool that you need. As I say, we'll be issuing this with the next Leesy update, which we hope won't be too far away. Hopefully it will be days rather than weeks. And just to say that as we head towards the summer, we will be expanding Leesy Search even further. We're not going to talk about that now, but certainly there are lots of exciting times ahead as far as Leesy Search is concerned. Thanks very much for listening.